Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your inspiration and motivation from the Word this morning. We commit it to you. Your will be done, your kingdom come in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read 1 Timothy 3 from verse 13 to 15 from the ERV translation. Those who do well as special servants are making an honorable place for themselves, and they will feel very sure of their faith in Jesus Christ. I hope I can come to you soon, but I'm writing this to you now, so that even if I cannot come soon, you will know how people should live in the family of God. That family is the church of the living God, and God's church is the support and foundation of the truth.
Hallelujah. Your powerful verses here. So we see, you know, the church is the family of God, the household of God. We were once not a people, but now we are a people. We've been taken out of the darkness, whether we were Jews or Gentiles, male or female, free or slave, whatever we were, we became children of the living God. And then in being in the church, in the family now, we are there to support and also be the foundation of the truth. Because what are we built on? We built on Jesus. And what does Jesus mean to us? Well, Jesus is a picture of the way, the truth, and the life. And we see in that picture from baby to young man to maturity. That's a picture of each and every one of us. That's what we were predestined in him, to be holy, set apart, and innocent, blameless, in love. And in love is in God. And so he came and he showed that picture beautifully for us all to see. And then he said, as my Father sent me, so I sent you. The same works I do, you will do. Why? Because as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. And then he died, and we need to understand it in Romans 6. Romans 6 tells us that when he died, we died. And when he was raised, we were raised. The word says he led captivity captive. And when his blood was offering, he offered himself as a sacrifice for sin, and it was accepted. Sin was done with. It was taken out of the equation. One man brought it in. Through Adam, sin came, but through Jesus it was taken away. And then he started something totally new, and that's the church. That's the bride. That's the kings. We are kingdom of priests. And from that moment on there, to rule in this world together with him. So this is the beauty. And so as it says here, when we come into the church and we submit ourselves to the pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists that are there to build up the church, to build up the body, and we are shared the truth of faith, the knowledge of God, so that we can become mature. And so when we give ourselves over to dedication to the truth, which is found in faith, that's where we grow. That's where it says you feel very sure of your faith when you're committing yourself as an honorable servant, as doing it as unto the Lord. And you develop and you start understanding that what you were predestined to have in Christ, that you lost, has now been restored. And now you're back to the very intention of God, the very foundation, because God hasn't changed his mind. You are holy and blameless in love in Christ Jesus. And then what is it now? It's growing in maturity, growing to be the pillars, building on the foundation of truth as we stay in faith, in tune with the Father and Son, because our fellowship is with the Father and Son. So know you are here to represent the kingdom of God, representing the Father's love and his hallowed name by obedience to Jesus. And that's what it's all about. And we are the people. Then there's just one body. There's just one faith. There is one God and one Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are the people that is here to arise and shine together in the family of God, and together with each other, we encourage each other. We have got the legal rights to rule and reign here with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important to encourage others to also come into this marvelous light, because Jesus is God's way to bring the family back, to bring mankind back. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them, and has given us this message of reconciliation. So it's a message that we bring over by word and deed, encouraging all people to come home and get busy, too busy with the good to do the bad. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.